welcome to another episode of In the Life of Sean Powers. He keeps you entertained on the morning show on My 104.3 in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. But what is he like after the show? Well, here you go.
Greetings, my friends. Welcome into another edition of In the Life of Sean Powers podcast. I'm your humbled host, Sean Powers. Thank you very much for taking a few minutes to tune in and to hear my true confessions. I know people like it when other people spill the beans about themselves. You know, people on social media, they really don't like to out themselves very often. But today I'm here and I'm just, look, it's the raw truth about me. I was talking to my brother yesterday and we were on the phone, oh gosh, probably for like an hour, just talking about stuff that I did back in the day that maybe my family members never found out. My mom or dad never found out that I did. I was never caught at doing things. Well, now it's time for me to just give you the raw material. And my mom goes, don't do a podcast about that. Don't talk about that. Well, why not? You know, it's time for me. This is part of my therapy as well. And, you know, it's some people might find this a great form of entertainment. And other people might just go, it sucks. It's a horrible show. Don't do it anymore. But I feel like, you know, the more real that I am with things and with people that, you know, they'll get to know who I am. And this is what this podcast is all about. You know, it's my life. It's what's going on in my life. So I feel I need to do this before I die. And no time better than the present. So I have a lot of things. My brother gave me a ton of notes here about stuff that I did back in the day. Maybe I should have been in jail for. Maybe I should have, come clean a lot sooner on some things. And some of these aren't big deals, but some of them are. And I guess, you know, if my family didn't know what was going on or my friends didn't know what was going on or you guys want to know about my life a little bit, it's time to unveil it to you. So here's the thing. All right. I have confessed the stuff that I didn't do, and then I have not confessed the stuff that I did. And this is a list of things that I did that I never confessed to, okay? But I did confess the things that I didn't do to protect my brother or to protect my family or a friend, you know, trying to take the blame for them, even though it was wrong because I lied. I'm sorry, I lied about it. But let's open it up with some true confessions here. If you listen to me on my 104.3 radio here in Mount Pleasant, Michigan, you know that I don't hold back on a lot of things, okay? You know, if I have an opinion on something, I'm just going to give my opinion. I've laid back a little bit on some things. There's some controversy going on here, a lot of controversy going on here in the mid-Michigan area over a pastor or a father of a Catholic church, and that's been a big thing going on here in the Mount Pleasant area. And I've laid back on my opinions on this quite a bit. And you know, I don't side with them. I'll just say that. That's my true confession. I don't side with him. I think what he said and did was wrong, but that's not what we're here for. We're here to get back to my life back when I was a kid and to confess the stuff that I did, you know, stuff that I did. And, you know, it helps me get a clean conscience going here into the future. So the first story I want to start with, and again, I got tons of them here. This might be a 2 or 3 parter show, a series on this, but the smoke bomb incident. My brother Bob brought this up the other day. Do you remember the time? I was in like 5th or 6th grade. My mom and dad were gone, and it was summertime, and I thought, okay, I had some fireworks and stuff, you know, like sparklers and the little snake thingies and, you know, just small stuff. Those little things you throw on the ground, they go, psh, you know, they blow up. But the snappers is what they were called. Anyways, but I bought a bag of smoke bombs, right? And they came in a variety pack. There was a red, there was a blue, there was a purple, and there was an orange one. My mom and dad, in the house that we lived in, we had in the kitchen linoleum floor, and it had like little sketches of corn, you know, like corn stuff, you know, like so a little yellow in it, but it was basically white linoleum floor. And we had a white sink, you know, you had a sink for rinsing and a sink for washing, you know, there in the kitchen as well. So here's what I did. When my parents were gone, I got bored. I didn't have a lighter, didn't have matches, you know, again, 5th or 6th grade. You know, I could have gone somewhere and got them, I'm sure, but I didn't, you know. In my infinite wisdom, I was like, hey, maybe if I light a smoke bomb off the stove and try to run outside with it before it goes off, maybe I can do that. So, of course, in my infinite wisdom, you know, being a stupid kid, I did it. and I lit the fuse. And as soon as I lit the fuse, the smoke bomb got really, really hot. So I went to run outside with it. I picked it up and go, oh my gosh. I dropped it on the floor into the kitchen floor, the linoleum floor, and it burned a big hole in it. It was orange. And I go, oh my God, it's burning a hole. So I tried to pick it up and stupid me again. I tried to touch it, picked it up and threw it in the sink and, you know, put it out in the sink. And then, so the sink is all orange because the smoke is coming out of it. And so it stained that. It stained the floor. My ass is grass. I mean, I am done. I'm going to be done for when my parents get home. So for like the next 45 minutes, I try to air out the kitchen, open the windows, turn on the vent overhead to try to air it out. Well, no, my mom and dad come back in within a half hour as I'm sitting there on the floor. I'm sitting there trying to scrub the kitchen floor clean, going, I can hide this. I can hide this. Dude, there was no way I was going to hide it. It burned a hole. Like, it was an orange hole in one piece, one of the pieces of the linoleum floor, and it was not going to come clean at all. So my mom and dad walk in. My dad goes, what the hell are you doing? And I said, oh, hi, guys. I'm just cleaning the floor, you know. And my mom goes, what happened to my sink? It's orange. And so I had to confess to them right then and there, obviously, because I got caught in the act. And I was done. I was done for. My dad had a white belt. And we weren't abused. We were never abused as kids. But my dad had a white belt and disciplined back in the day. And my butt was kind of orange, maybe a little red from what he did to me afterwards. So they had to get a new sink. I don't know if they got a new sink or they had to replace the linoleum on the floor, though, in the spots that I screwed it up. So, yeah. That was the one story, true confessions. Look, I did it. It happened. That's one I got caught for. One I didn't get caught for by my parents was when my friend Tian and I, and Tian, I'm not going to say your last name, you know, out of respect, but my buddy and I, we were over at one of the elementary schools for a basketball game over at the name of the school is Cross Gates Elementary in Toledo. And I don't know if they're still around or not, but anyways, so we are we're going to this basketball game. Our friend Christy Swiskowski, her mom drove us there. Cool. We are all hanging out or whatever. And Tian and I went to walk the hall and we were going to the restroom. So he went into the restroom, used it. I came out and I used the restroom and came out. As soon as I came out, there was the security guard standing there. And he goes, you guys need to come with me. And I'm like, okay, what do we do? What's going on? They wouldn't tell us. We got into this into the principal's office area. And again, this is in the evening time. This is like 6:30 at night. So the schools are closed for the day. But he walks us into the office, the principal's office. And there's a couple of more security guards there. And they're like, you guys have just been caught, vandalizing the school, throwing rocks and breaking windows, as well as tearing stuff off the walls, running up and down the hallways, da da da. We got you guys on security camera doing this. And again, we did not do this. This is one time I was not going to confess to something that I did not do. So they said they called us in there, had administration actually come in while the basketball game was going on. And I just remember us sitting there and they said, we're calling the police. You guys are going to be charged with a crime of vandalism and all, you know, I don't know, some other stuff, whatever came with it. And we said, we didn't do anything wrong. And they said, well, we have you on video. I'm like, well, and you know, I had a smart mouth. You know, I always talk back to authority. And I was like, and it wasn't my parents' fault. It's just me. It's just my dad always said, you know, Sean, your mouth is going to get you in trouble one of these days. And who knew 30 years later that I'd still be doing radio? You know, my mouth is making my living. It's taking care of my family. But anyways, so they said they were going to call the police on us. And so they went to go dial, you know, for the police or whatever. And Tian goes, yeah. He goes, I didn't do it, but I know who did it. And they looked at me and go, Sean, do you know who did it? Because we believe it was you. And I go, that's not me on your video. Whatever you see, that is not me. Well, it kind of looks like you. So they ended up calling the police, and the police came out and they put us in handcuffs. They said, well, we're going to charge you guys because we believe it's you. And Tian goes, no, wait a minute. No, I know who did it. And he gave up. And Judy was a girl's name. I can't remember her last name right offhand. Not important. But anyway, so he confessed for Judy. And they went and found Judy and Judy's friend that did it, because there was two of them there. And Judy confessed to it. Judy goes, yep, she got scared right away. So they put Tian and I in handcuffs. They put us in the back. back of the patrol car, and I'll never forget. They said they were going to arrest us, and they were going to contact our parents. Well, I guess they let us go with an apology, and my mom never found out about that. And I to this day, now here's the deal. My sister found out about it, who's a year and a half older than I am, and she ended up going to all of her friends and say, telling them. But when it came to my mom and dad finding out, they never did. But my sister blackmailed the crap out of me that whole summer. So she's like, Sean, run over to the store and get me a Dr. Pepper. No, that's not my job. No, I'm not doing that for you. She goes, Sean, cross gates. And, basically saying that she's going to tell my parents that, what happened. And I'm like, oh, all right. I don't know. I was a stupid kid for that. So, yeah, I almost got arrested at cross gates doing something that we didn't even do. So, but I'm that's not a confession. That's a confession to tell people maybe that I didn't do anything wrong. And this one. OK, here's one that I did definitely do wrong. And I feel guilty to it to this day. I feel guilty. My uncle passed away back in 2014. But before he passed away, when he was, we're talking like 2008, 2009. Him and I had a conversation about this. He forgave me, for doing this. I was like, good, so I felt absolved at that point. But I ended up my uncle took us down to the pool. We were like, maybe third grade, fourth grade or whatever, took us down to the public pool. We swam for like a half hour and then Uncle Dick goes, okay, we're done. We got to go. And I got so mad. I'm like, we just got here. How are we leaving so soon? He goes, well, I got other stuff to do today. I don't have time to be hanging out with you kids all day. So he walked us back to the house, and on the way back to the house, which was maybe like three blocks away, there was a ton of ragweed on the side of the grass. And he goes, oh, we can't walk over there because I'm highly allergic to ragweed. So what did I do? I snuck off while we were walking back. He was walking ahead of me, and I grabbed a whole bunch of ragweed, hid it under my towel, and we went back to Grandma and Uncle Dick's house. And I remember, sneaking upstairs. He goes, where are you going? I go, I got to use the bathroom. I took my towel, with the ragweed under it, and I spread it all over his bed. I was so ticked at him for making us leave early. I spread it all over his bed, and my dad never found out about it. My mom did, and I got lambasted for it. My mom, I don't think, ever told my dad. I don't know, Yako, if you're listening to this, I don't remember. But I'm confessing to it now that I spread ragweed all over his bed. Well, Uncle Dick went upstairs to change clothes, and he goes, who put ragweed on my bed? Bah, 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 bah. He knew it was me because I was the only person in his room. My grandma got wind of what happened, and because he lived with her, he's taking care of her at the time. And she runs upstairs and she sees it and she goes, oh my gosh. She picks it off the bed and she's really upset with me, highly, highly upset with me. And I got kicked out of my grandma's house. I couldn't go back for like 2 weeks or something. So she goes, you apologize to your Uncle Richard right now. And I'm like, no. I go, I didn't do it. And inside I'm laughing. I thought it was hilarious. And that could kill him. You can send him in, he's got hay fever and true confession. Yep, I did that. Yep, I took ragweed and spread it all over my uncle's bed. I was mad. He took us out of the public pool like 20 minutes after we got there. So again, that was my revenge on him. Let's see. My brother brought this point up. There was my uncle had just gotten a video camera. And again, growing up, we spent a lot of time with grandma and my uncles and aunts and stuff. But my Uncle Dick just bought a video camera like in 1984. I was 10 years old. And I remember walking, and the video was recording or whatever. It was Christmas time. And my grandma had a really nice statue she got from my aunt. And it was sitting there on the table. And I tripped over the rug. It was a legitimate trip. But I tripped over the rug and my hand went down on it. And it ended up smashing it all over the table. Total accident, okay, mind you. But the video camera, I didn't know was recording it. And my grandma came back, in the room. Oh my gosh, like a half hour later, who did this? Who broke the statue? And she was really disappointed. And I love my grandma, but I was a hoodlum, And so I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know what happened. She goes, you don't know, Sean? No. And my uncle picked up the video camera and he goes, well, that's interesting because I see it right here that you broke the statue. And I'm like, no, I did not. I denied it until he showed me the video. Then I'm like, oh, crap, I'm caught. I'm busted here. So that was another incident. I got busted for that. My mom found out. I don't think my dad found out because my butt would have been, tanner than the color tan, I guess. Let's see. One time my dad, he told me to come downstairs because he was really, really mad. I did something or said something. So what I did is I stuffed a pillow down my pants. Now, this is a confession that, you know, he knew about. And anyways, so I go downstairs. I stuff a pillow in my butt. He goes, turn around. He goes, and get what's coming to you. I think I did school or something. Maybe I didn't listen. I didn't do something that I was supposed to do. And his discipline was the white belt. You know, you get a couple smacks across the butt. Anyways, I stuffed a pillow on my butt between my underwear and my pajama bottoms, and I went downstairs and turned over, and he goes, all right, now take it like a man. So I turned over, he saw the pillow stuffed in there. He started laughing right in my face, and he goes, get your ass to bed and don't ever do that again. You're grounded for 2 weeks or whatever. So, yeah, that was just another fun story, but I'm confessing it, man. I'm starting to just let the stuff roll here. My brother brought all this stuff up to me, by the way. He said, do you remember when he did this? He did that. Okay, another time, our neighbor, Jeff, and we called him Mo. His nickname was Mo, but he was the same age as my brother. My brother's 5 years younger than me. Anyways, my brother, Jeff, and I, we lived right there at the end of the block, and then there was an alleyway, and then right across the alleyway was the corner store, and they had a field or whatever. And then in front of the corner store, they had just installed a payphone. And again, we're talking mid-80s, you know, 85, 86, 87 maybe. And anyway, so we went over to the payphone, and Jeff and I and my brother never actually did it. He was just with us, guilty by association. But Jeff called 911 and then hung up. And they called right back, and we ran. We scattered like, you know, da-da-da. So they called, and then, you know, let it ring a couple times. And we hit out in the bushes or whatever and stopped ringing. So Jeff goes, Sean, I dare you to go over there and call 911. So I picked up the payphone, and I called 911. They go, 911, what's your emergency? And I laughed, and I hung the phone up. They called right back. I ran again. The third time, Jeff went to go over to the phone and call it, but he started to walk out of the thing, and here comes Toledo police. There's like four cop cars that are coming down Lodge Avenue, and Jeff freaked out, and he goes, oh my God, the cops are here, the cops are here. It's like, duh, what do you expect? But anyways, so we ran over to our house, we snuck over to our house, and we hit it on the front porch. Well, my dad had his friends over, they were at the patio or whatever, and the cops saw us running onto the porch or whatever, and they stopped or whatever. They go, yeah, we believe your kids are over here prank calling 911, and we need to stop it. My dad said, you know what, if you need to, scare the crap out of them, arrest them, and, you know, put them in the back of the cop car, and, you know, drive down the street, and then you come back. The cop goes, yeah, you know what, we'll do that to teach them a lesson. And they did just that. That I do remember. Yeah, we got busted for that. So true confessions, stuff that actually happened. Let's see. Okay, so there was this, we had a restaurant that was behind our house. It used to be a barbershop, and then somebody bought it and turned it into a restaurant. It was, they had pita bread. They make pita dough, you know, the moussaka sauce, I remember, that would come with it. So it was a restaurant like that. It wasn't a restaurant where people could actually go in and order. It was more of like a distribution restaurant where they would make the stuff there, and then they would, you know, pack it onto a truck or whatever and send it off to be sold. And the owner of the place, his name was Francois. And Francois had a partner, and I can't remember his partner's name. But anyways, we had the alleyway going back there with stones, and I kept throwing rocks at this place, you know, because I was bored, you know. And again, maybe I'm at this point, maybe I'm like, I'd say 9, maybe 10. And I hid out between the houses so the Francois's assistant couldn't see me throwing the rocks at their place. And I broke a couple windows, and my buddy Brian was with me at the time. And I'm not going to say his last name. Not my brother, but my buddy Brian, who lived down the street. And we were hiding out between Mr. Shepherd's house, who was our next door neighbor, and we were hiding out between the houses and just throwing stones. I was just throwing stones, breaking windows, and this guy comes out. He comes, who's back here throwing stones? You know, and he's, you know, he was a guy with a foreign accent. He goes, if I catch you throwing stones, I'm going to call police. And so we kept throwing stones or whatever. The guy called the police. They called, came out there, and then all of a sudden, like 5 minutes later, Brian and I are walking down the alley, and the guy goes, you throw stones, and we're like, huh? You know, we acted like they didn't. We didn't know what they were talking about. My mom and dad never found out about that. I don't believe they ever found out about that until now. My dad's not going to find out because he passed, but my mom, I'm sure, is listening to this podcast. She's going, "You did throw those stones at Francois's place." And my dad, my dad would have, again, the butt would have been red. It would have been pretty sore for a while. So yeah, that was another story of a true confession there. Okay, I was 13. Here's another story. I was 13 and I got a job delivering flyers for a pizza company in town called Pizza Wow in the neighborhood. And I would, my job was to go out and deliver flyers to house by house, go door to door and put the flyers on the people's house. Well, it's Christmas time and, Christmas lights are up. And, I'd been doing it for like a week or whatever. And one day I got a bright idea going, what if I take a pair of scissors with me? And, or maybe if I just, maybe if I take hedge clippers with me and while I'm delivering these flyers and I just cut people's, I was cutting people's lines. I was cutting their Christmas lights so they'd go out because I thought it was funny. Again, I'm 13. I'm a hoodlum. Who knows? Who cares? Right? But yeah, I was stupid. This is kind of a people are stupid segment that should be on my show. But I was pulling Christmas lights or the decorations, cutting the lights off or whatever. And then I'd put a flyer on the people's porch. Well, they ended up calling the shop. I got fired because I remember getting back to the shop one day and the owner goes, so you deliver all those flyers? And I go, yeah, I didn't deliver half of them. I threw the other half down the sewer. And he didn't know that. But he goes, yeah. He goes, did you see that accident up in South Detroit in South Street? And I go, oh, yeah, I did see that. He goes, well, I just lied. There was no accident. He goes, and by the way, you're cutting people's lights because, several people have reported to us that, they saw you cutting their lights with scissors and a hedge clippers or whatever. So I go, no, that wasn't me. And you did see that accident? Oh, yeah, I did see that accident. It was pretty bad. And then he finally confessed to me. He goes, yeah, you know what? He goes, there was no accident. And several people called in. You're fired. Get out of here. And so that was my first real job that I had. And I got fired. I got paid like $3 an hour to go deliver that. I tell you what, I have got a lot more. This is going to be a part two, maybe a three-part series. But the True Confessions of Sean Powers, part one. Thank you guys very much for listening to this. If you have any comments or feedback, love to hear from you. Until next week, I'm Sean. Have a great one.
Thank you for listening to In the Life of Sean Powers weekly podcast. The views and opinions heard on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those views and opinions of Latitude Media, our sponsors, our affiliates, or My 104.3 and Buck 92 Radio. Check out our website for even more podcasts from around the area. Just go to mymichiganpodcast.com. It's podcasting that matters.